I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 176. It's time to let go. A number of years ago, I was unloading wood in the backyard of the parsonage in Tennessee with an elder from the church I was serving. His name was George. We were talking about life and growing up, family of origin and such. Then he said something that stopped me in my tracks. This strong man choked up, fought back tears, and said, "I would give anything to hear my dad tell me just once, I love you, I'm proud of you. Just once." I said something about, well, maybe he'll say that someday. And George said, "He's been dead for years." This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God and others in our everyday lives. Here we ask the question, what would it look like for Jesus to live his life of love through our lives? There are a lot of ways to go with the story I just told. We could do a podcast on the importance of telling people you care about them and you love them and you're proud of them. But the lesson for us today is about learning to let go of dreaming and hoping and wishing for something that will never and can never happen. So give me about five minutes to slow down, tell a story or share a thought, hear a portion of God's Word, ask a great question, pray a thoughtful prayer, and then give you a little bit of a challenge for your T2G day. Many of us are inwardly waiting for some kind words to be said or loving actions to be shown to us. And that waiting is killing us inside and inhibiting us from moving forward in our life of love to God and others. Is it maybe time to grieve and let it go? Cloudon Townsend wrote, "Grieving is a conscious process by which we deliberately release our attachment to persons, goals, wishes, or religious systems that we no longer can have." Ecclesiastes 7, verses 2 to 4, is a very unusual text in a very unusual book. It reads, "It's better to go to the house of mourning than to the house of feasting. For death is the destiny of every person. The living should take this to heart. Sorrow is better than laughter, because a sad face is good for the heart. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of pleasure." Maybe Solomon is saying it doesn't work to ignore our losses, to ignore our pain and try to medicate it with temporary seasons of joy, only to find out the pain of the past didn't really go away. We have to allow ourselves to feel it, to heal it. Jesus said it like this in the Sermon on the Mount, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." Cloudon Townsend wrote, "Hurts and losses in our past can keep us stuck emotionally and spiritually if we do not grieve them, thereby releasing them. You can be tied to a person who is dead, tied to a person whose love you can't have, tied to the approval of someone who will never give it, tied to a fantasy impossible to realize. Whatever it is, an emotional tie to something from the past can keep us stuck in the present. So here's the great question. Is there a pain in your past, a part of you still wanting to hear certain words or experience certain things? And God is saying to you today, it's time to let go. Let's pray this prayer adapted from knowingjesus.com. Lord, I release all the painful memories I have to you and pray that you would help me renew my mind day by day and focus my thoughts on the Lord Jesus Christ. Help me also to forgive all those who have caused me pain so that by your grace you would help me fill my heart with new and joyful thoughts. Lord, I believe that you came to heal the brokenhearted and set the captives free. Wash away all these hurtful memories that are causing me so much heartache, I pray, and replace them with the joy of my salvation, which I have received in Christ Jesus my Savior, for which I offer you thanks and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 177, and in the meantime, that day in the backyard with George, I realized some things that have impacted me to this day. I cannot control the words, the love, or the actions that other people give me or withhold from me. But I can control what I do with that. It's so nice to have those who love you, esteem you, and tell you they love you and are proud of you. But even if it doesn't ever come, I am God's beloved child, and that love is unconditional and unending, and I'm going to live into and out of that love. Is there a hope or a dream or a wish that you're holding on to today that in reality, maybe it's time to let go?